Happy Monday, everybody. Thanks for joining me. Appreciate it. This last week was just packed full of all kinds of news and sports. And of course, you know, there's the news of the Biden administration and the House committee reports and hearings on the Biden administration's corruption and their continued trying to figure out where this money's coming from, where it's being placed, and why it's being placed there. And of course, sorry about that, I got a little bit of a yawn. And of course, you have the media, like always, trying to run interference for Joe Biden and for the Democrats, just like they always do. You know, we had the wonderful women's soccer team, the United States soccer team, losing on some, I guess I didn't watch it because I'm not a big soccer fan in general, and I'm definitely not a women's soccer watcher at all, but watched some of the clips of the penalty points that were being shot, I guess, to determine the winner of that game. And of course, our, you know, our blue-haired, pink-haired, red-haired, whatever, you know, Rapinoe missed her shot by, like, as far as you can miss a shot by, and she's supposed to be the professional and supposed to be the clutch player, and of course, they got eliminated, and probably pretty much the whole United States, unless you're a huge women's soccer fan, were rooting against these women, which is pretty sad to tell you the truth. It's really sad that you got people who are actually rooting against them to win, because they seem to be just arrogant snobs and not appreciative of where they are and who they represent. I tell you the truth, you know, listen, you can have your own political views all you want, you know, just keep them out of my game. Keep them off the field. You know, if you want to go out and spout stuff, do it on your own time. Not on America's time. When you're out there representing, well, I'll say it. When you're representing me and you're representing the United States of America and all its people, then you better be a good advocate for the states. You better be, you know, put on your smiley face, put on your best behavior, because that's who you represent to the rest of the world. And to tell you the truth, it goes along with leadership. It goes along with just about everything. When you make a poor representation of the United States, you make a poor representation to the world. That's just the facts. Okay? You can get past all the, you know, all the political stuff and all the what Rapinoe's done and, you know, whatever. I don't care about that stuff. You know what? I just hate the United States going out in the world representing us, and then they have a piss-poor attitude about it. To tell you the truth, there's no excuse for it. There's no excuse for it. If you don't want to go represent the country, then if you don't want to represent them, then don't. Don't play for them. The coach who is allowing this crap, that person should not be a coach anymore. Not at least for this team. And it's true for any team that is representing this country. Either represent it with style and with grace and with belief in your country, or get the hell away from it and go do something else. There's just no excuse for it. And just kind of like reviewing the games a little bit, you know, I just saw clips here and there. I didn't watch all the games because it bores the hell out of me. But they just didn't play as a team. You could see that. They were individual people and they didn't play. They didn't have any cohesiveness, no team effort, it didn't seem like. Maybe, you know, portions maybe this last game because I know they're getting their asses kicked and they haven't performed and getting some negative feedback from, of course, you know, from the media and from, you know, Americans themselves about their attitudes. So I'm hoping that they kind of got the message, but it just wasn't enough to get the job done. And it's a shame that they allow that kind of behavior to dominate them. And it really, I think it took the title away from him. So anyway, that's all I'm going to say on that. I'm not a big soccer fan anyway. I'm not a Rapinoe fan. I think she's a phony. I think she's only interested in herself. It's just like all, it's almost all of it's all the same. You can boil it down. You can just strip it all down to self-preservation, self-marketing. I have this that I want to do, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to use any avenue that I can to promote my ideas and my thoughts. That's what Rapinoe is. The Dylan Mulvaney thing is all about marketing. It's just about, you know, he's failed every which way, you know, that you can fail, and trying to make a living and trying to do this and trying to do that, and he's just not been successful at it. And he finally found a niche that he could fit himself into, and then he tried to adapt himself into that, and that exploded on him because you have a woke corporation, you know, Anheuser-Busch, not thinking who their marketing is supposed to be going after, and he blows that, and you know it's all the same. All these people are they're using the situation that they have, the places they and been given, you know, people have been nice enough to support them, and yet they use it to just further themselves. It's very, very egotistical. It's very self-centered stuff, and it'll never ever work. It'll never work. It never does. It might work for a while. You might have your popularity for a while, but you know what? Guess what? You're going to fade away. You know, most people will just say, "Who?" You know, in a year, who are you? And you're not going to make the impact that you the long lasting impact that you think that you're actually, you know, trying to develop. You're not really doing anything but just giving yourself this short run, and that's been pretty evident. Over the last, you know, couple of months with everything that's going on with beer and with, you know, Target and all these people. I even heard, I'm not sure if I got this correct or not, but you have shareholders who are now suing Target, I guess. I think I read an article about them suing Target for their lack of responsibility to quote-unquote shareholders who are actually investing in the company and concentrating on stakeholders with all this woke ESG and DEI formulas and scores and all this stuff, which are just producing producing the opposite of what I think. Well, I don't even know if it's opposite. I don't know what they're. I do know what they're trying to prove. They're trying to prove how woke they are, and they're trying to impress people with it, with their ESG numbers and their, you know, that's what they're trying to. And it's not working because now you have people suing. I believe it was Target. I'm not sure. It could have been Anheuser-Busch because they've lost what $1 billion worth of value to their stockholders and stuff like that. And it's starting to. And you're starting to read news articles about how companies are starting to ease back on the ESG, the hiring of these positions, and not being so concerned, to the point where even BlackRock's CEO said that they are going to. I think he even said that he's not even going to wants to use the term ESG anymore because it's been a miserable failure. And you just can't do that. People are investing in these companies. They're investing their IRAs, their retirements. A lot of times they're not even investing themselves. They're part of some other kind of group that are investing these monies, and they don't have a whole lot of say. But they are now having a lot of say because they're not making money. The average Joe out there, the average investor, well, it's true. They're just losing money. And these companies know that they have a fiduciary responsibility to produce and to make do everything in their power to make sure that they're making an increase and developing earnings with their companies and for those who are investing. And they're just not, because they're focusing on woke, you know, environmental, you know, diversity and all this stuff that just, it doesn't really do anything to the bottom line at all. So we're starting to see a lot of that, and I'm glad to see that. I'm really happy to see that. And I here's my opinion with these people who are suing these corporations and these. I hope that they sue the living shit out of these people, because my philosophy on this is that it has to hurt these people in order for them to change, in order for them to have any kind of measure of movement. You have to take them to court, and you have to sue them, and you have to sue them big. It has to hurt these people in order for them to wake up and see what, you know, what the situation is. And if you don't, if it's just this, if it doesn't hurt them, they're not going to make any changes. And that's the same with any. That's the same with anything, sports or whatever. You know what? Anheuser-Busch. You know what? I hate the fact that all these supporting roles, these supporting businesses with Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light, these distributors and delivery people, you know, they're losing their jobs as a result of this. And no fault of their own. That's just their job. That would be like me doing my job and losing the route that we have or something like that due to nothing that I've ever done because of somebody else is making bad decisions and bad choices for me. I've had that happen. It's not a lot of fun. I've had that happen on a couple of occasions with, you know, throughout my career. I've had people who are doing things that they shouldn't be doing that affects me, and it pisses me off. I can't do anything about it in many cases, but it pisses me off, and I'm sure it pisses off those distributors and people who are losing their jobs as a result. But that's all because of poor decision-making processes with the corporation, with the businesses that should not be making those kinds of decisions. And you know what? The rooster's coming back to roost, I guess, or the chickens are coming back to roost. And that's what we're seeing. And I'm to tell you the truth, I'm glad we're getting back to some truth and some common sense here. Speaking of common sense, and I didn't want to make this this podcast too long today. I want to play you something that I thought was, to me, it was pretty substantial for me. If you try to be a constitutionalist in this country, which I try to do. I try to look at what's going on in this country, and I look at what's going on with the Supreme Court and what's going on with our justice system and the DOJ and our current administration and things like that. And I see the corruption and the absolute abuse of power that is taking place. And I ran across this clip. Now, this is a clip of Robert Kennedy Jr. Okay, now I'm not a big I'm not a supporter of his and all. He's a Democrat. He's liberal in a lot of his ideas. Some things I do agree with him. On this particular clip, I agree with him 150% on this. And he talks about the Constitution. And I just thought that this was, well, you couldn't put it any better. And I've thought, and I have, my position has always been this position, about when you give people power over you, when you give a government power and you give them authority over you, they take that. When they start taking your rights away from you, pretty good chances you won't have it ever given back to you. And even further than that, they'll abuse it. And I listened to it. There was a podcast actually that I listened to, where he was talking about, you know, like, who are you going to give the rights to make decisions for you? You know, are you going to give the government the rights to make decisions for you? Because those rights will always... No, you know what it was? I'm sorry. It was a guy from the NAACP, when he was talking about how what they support, that's right, I'm sorry. It was an interview, and I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he had been in New York chapter for a while, and he's very well known. And he was talking about the NAACP and how it supports the Constitution and the rights of people. And his philosophy was, you never want to give away, you never want to give power or decision-making process to a government. Especially like if you are on the left or the right and you want to use that power that you have on the left or the right to make certain changes, because it'll always flip on you. And they'll always be able to use that power against you at some point. So you never want to give that. And this little quick interview and this little clip is talking about the same thing. I've said this before. There's a scripture in our Doctrine and Covenants that talks about power. It talks about the priesthood, but you can apply it to the principle of power. And basically what the scripture says is that is the nature and disposition of all men, and you can say women as well, that as soon as they get a little bit of authority, they begin to exercise unrighteous dominion over those that they have power over. And that is so true in politics, in our government today, that they'll take that power, they'll hold on to that power as long as they can, they'll do anything that they can to hold on to that power, to wield that power. And we have seen it over the last few years, last 3 years with COVID, and you know, we've seen it in our government before with Richard Nixon and the Watergate scandal and things like that. We've seen it over and over again. We should be aware of it. Our eyes should be wide open to it. We should see it. It shouldn't be something that's disguised. We shouldn't be fooled by it. But when you have somebody trying to secretly and behind your back trying to take your rights away from you, you'll never get those rights back. And they will find a way to abuse those things. That's why I fight everything that is, in my opinion, is against the Constitution of the United States. I argue for the Second Amendment. I have a right to bear arms and to protect my family. And because somebody, some lunatic or some mental ill person, I don't care if it's a transgender, I don't care if it's an adult, I don't care if it's a teenager, they go and shoot up an elementary school or something like that and kill people as a result. I don't believe that it's right to take the Constitution and try to strip the Constitution and the rights that I have as a citizen because people choose to do bad things with their choice. And this is what he talks about. So I'm gonna play this real quick for you. I think I've got it teed up here. So here we go. And I'll hold on for a minute. Let me make sure everything's turned on. There we go. And here we go.
The Constitution did not put a pandemic exception in the Constitution. The Constitution was written, they wrote it for hard times. They wrote it no matter what. You know, you can't suspend the Constitution for any reason. Doesn't matter if the country is falling apart. You can't do it. Doesn't matter if people are dying. You can't do it. The rights are, you know, there was a generation in 1776 who put their lives, their fortunes, their reputations on the line, and their livelihoods, their property, in order to give us those Bill of Rights. Once a government takes a power, it will never give it back voluntarily. That is a rule of political science. And the other rule is that every power they take will ultimately be abused to the maximum extent possible. Framers of the Constitution.
Yep. See, I believe that 100% what he says there, what Kennedy's saying here. I don't agree with him on other political terms. He's very liberal. But on this, I do. I believe that when things are taken away from you, and he was making reference there to COVID, about your rights to go to church, about the rights to go, you know, to be with your family, to go to work, for kids to go to school. These are all, you know, what we in this country have always rights that we've taken for granted. And the government, because, oh, hey, you know, if you don't go, you're going to, you know, you're going to kill your grandma or your grandpa, and you're going to influence somebody else, and you're going to give somebody else the disease. And and they're going to die as a result. And we all know that that's the pitch that the government pushed on us, to the point where, you know, you have the President of the United States telling us that, you know, we're going to have a Christmas of death. It's going to be mayhem because you know, if we don't get the vaccine, you're just killing people. And that was the message of the media. That was the message of our United States government at the time. And, you know, that it's just going to be nothing but sickness and death all over the place. And we have to give up our rights. We have to give up our constitutional freedoms for the whole. And you know what? I don't believe that at all. I believe you cannot do that. The framers of the Constitution of the United States and our Bill of Rights knew exactly what they were doing. And that document is an eternal document. It was meant to last, and it was meant to apply itself to, I believe, any century, any decade that it's in. Because if you really look at the Constitution, you can apply it, you can interpret it and what's going on, and get right down to the basic facts and the truth of things. And usually does come down to taking away the rights of an individual. Some things have been added to it, or we say they've been added to it that haven't been constitutional. But you just can't take that. And then he makes a point that as soon as they start doing this, then they start wielding power and abusing it. And we have seen that before, and we will continue to see it as long as we as citizens of this country turn a blind eye to it. And we can't do that. We have to be aware. This is why history is so important. You learn from your history. You learn the lessons of history, so you don't repeat them. And we don't want to repeat some of the bad things in our history. Of course, we don't want to repeat slavery. Of course, and we don't want to repeat racism in this country again. We fought a hard fight for that. We've lost a lot of American lives in the Civil War as a result of that. We have fought a battle for race in this country and prejudice in this country to give the rights that are God-given to every human being that lives in this country, well, across the world, that are God-given rights. And that doesn't change from century to century, okay? I don't care what comes along and what new philosophy or new ideas or new, you know, internet, AI, or whatever comes along. It's all can be applied to the same thing, and we need to be aware of it. It just comes on with a tutu on, or it comes on with another mask or another kind of, outfit on, and trying to pretend it's something else besides just having your rights just purely taken away from you and having your constitutional rights taken away from you. So, Kennedy, I agree with you on that one wholeheartedly. I believe that to be as true as anything, and I hope that we as Americans, we really see this stuff as for what it is. And that's why I started with the women's soccer and the attitude that we have, that, you know, stars and movie stars and musicians and everything, the power that we give these people because they have a platform in order to do that, which the average Joe doesn't have. We have to be aware of this, is that this is what they're trying to, that's what they're trying to accomplish. We need to reject it. We need to stick with what our founding fathers have written. It's our constitutional rights, the amendments to those rights, and that are given to us not by the government, not by Joe Biden or Donald Trump or any of our presidents. It's given to us by God, our Father in heaven. And those rights are inalienable. Okay, they are not up for debate. They're not up for discussion. You cannot take them away from us. And we need to be aware that it's just that concrete, that black and white. And if you have that kind of mentality and you look at history and you see what's happening, you look back and go, you know, hey, listen, 10 years, we're going to look back and say, hey, we had our rights taken away from us with COVID and the government tried to do this. Now they're trying to do something similar to that. We're going to say no to it because we've seen this happen before and we've seen the lies and the misinformation and the disinformation as to, that took place in order to perpetuate these lies. And we are not going to stand for it because we don't want our rights taken away from us. Okay, I want to go to church whenever I want to go to church. Okay, I want to worship the way that I want to worship. Okay, I don't want somebody to tell me that I can't. I don't want somebody to tell me that I can't talk, that I can't share my ideas and my thoughts with somebody. You may disagree with me, super duper, great. You know, let's have a conversation about it, but you don't have a right to take that away from me. And we've seen the government in the last 3 to 4 years do exactly that. Take away our rights. Take away, you know, take away the ability to get to the truth of things because of editing and controlling what the media says, what social media says. And we even have the government, and we know that now we even have the government involved with social media that struck down a lot of information about COVID and about you know, the election and things like that that they shouldn't have done. And, you know, just be aware of it and make sure that you just learn from your past and we all learn so we can look into the future and stay steadfast in what in our beliefs. And really, you know, the thing that holds our country together is our Constitution. I love it. I love this country. Whenever I hear the national anthem, I stand and I put my hand on my heart and I sing it either to myself or I sing it out loud. Luckily, most of the crowds I've been around have done the same and very proud of, you know, the country I live in, for the sacrifices that have been given for me and my family, my kids, my grandkids, that allow them to do the things that they want to do. And, I hope that we start seeing a change in that movement, that attitude of just how great this country is and how blessed of a people and how blessed of a land this country and this United States of America is. It is truly, and this isn't bragging, this isn't, you know, saying, hey, we're saying it because we're egotistical or saps or anything with anybody else in this world, but there is no other country in the world that has the Constitution of the United States like we do. I don't believe that there's any place in this world that would allow this kind of Constitution to take hold and to be written in the first place in the Bill of Rights. We are a special country, and even with our faults, even with all of our bad and evils that we've had in the world, we have overcome those and we continue to progress. We continue to move forward and trying to bring out the best that we can. And that's what we need to look for. And God bless America. I love this country. Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you have a good Monday. I'll see you back on Thursday. Please share my episodes with your friends and your neighbors. I hope you like them. You can get me on any of the, you know, podcast formats, Apple, Spotify. Or you can get them on my website at robscottpodcast.com. Send me an email. Let me know what you think. And until Thursday, just be careful out there. It's a dangerous world. It's a very confusing world. Just be careful out there, all right?